This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone, Baruch Mabayim. We continue in Masech Divamai, Staff Lamed Vav Amad Aleph, where we have Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish about the Chalitza of a Mu'uberes. Everybody agrees that if you do Chalitza to a woman who's pregnant and she has a viable child, the halacha is the Chalitza is no good. The shaila is, what if it turns out the chalitz that the child is not valid, is not viable, the child is miscarried? So do we say, like Rabbi Yochanan says, Agloy Milsalam Afreya, that this was not a viable pregnancy and therefore the chalitz is no good? Or do we, or Reish Lakish says, look, Agloy Milsalam Afreya Layam Rinan, Reish Lakish says of the opinion that we don't reveal things retroactively, and therefore chalitzas mu'beres lo yishma chalitza. Now, the Gemara originally wanted to say that the machlokes about chalitza equally applies to yibum, whether yibum mu'beres is a good yibum if it turns out the child is not viable or not. But the Gemara had a kasha on that. The Gemara's kasha on that was a case where, so the Braisa said, about 10 lines to the bottom of Lamed Hayom and Beis, that if you marry Yavama and she is pregnant, you can't marry the Tzara, because the Gemara first said, maybe the Vlad will be a Ben Kayama. Well, if the Vlad's a Ben Kayama, then certainly you should be able to marry the Tzara, the Gemara asked. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the Vlad will not be a Ben Kayama. The Gemara says, well, if Bias Mubera Shma Bia, so then you for sure should be allowed to marry the Tzara, even if the Vlad is not a Ben Kayama. Iman of Shach, if the Vlad is a Ben Kayama, she's not Zokok Liyibam. If she's not a Ben Kayama, can you invite someone? It depends who the someone is. If the Vlad is not a Ben Kayama, then the halacha is, you can invite anybody who wants to participate in the shir. If the Vlad is not a Ben Kayama, then if Bias Muberesh Mabia, then you should be able to marry the Tzara. The Tzara is free. To which Rabbi Yochanan was forced to say, that Abaye was forced to say, everybody agrees, Bias Muberes Loishma Bia. The Shaila is, what about Chalitzas Muberes? And Rava challenged that, Miman of Shach, because Rava says that if you can't do Yibam, you shouldn't be able to do Chalitza. And if you could do chalitza, that means you should be able to do yibum, but you can't split the two. Okay, because Rava argued, kala oila li yibum oila chalitza v'chol she'en oila li yibum eino oila li chalitza. El amar Rava, but Rava says, hachi kamar, this is how you read the braisa. We're going to go back to read the braisa. Sure. Oh yeah, of course. So anyone who's oila liyibum, so Rav is saying like this. Really, you're going to read the brisa hakoines es ha yivimtai. You're going to read the brisa if someone does yibum to the yivama, and she turns out to be a muberes, you cannot marry the tzara, because maybe the Vlad will be a Ben Kayama. We're going to go back to that reading. El Amar Rav Hachi Kamar, HaKoines Yivimtoi, someone who marries Yivama V'nimtzis Muberes, and she turns out to be Muberes, Harezu Loi Tinase. Tsaras, you can't marry the Tsara. Why? Shema Yehe Vlad Ben Kayama. Maybe the Vlad will be a Ben Kayama. If the Vlad is a Ben Kayama, then the woman is not zakuk to yibum. If the Vlad is a Ben Kayama, then the woman is not zakuk to yibum, so she should be free to marry. The Gemara says, Ubias Muberes Loishma Bia. Well, here's what we're afraid of. The Bia of a Muberes is not a Bia according to everyone if the child turns out to be viable. Bechalitzas Muberes loishma chalitza, and the chalitza muberes is not a chalitza according to everyone if the child turns out to be viable. Ah, you'll ask, but if the child is viable, then I don't have to worry about the Yibam and the Chalitza because she's not Zokuk L'Yibam, because the Tzara, because the woman who you did Yibam to is pregnant. The answer is, here's the problem, Charlie. The Vlad does not pater until the Vlad is born. You see, until now, we thought that you can't do Yibam or Chalitza. Why? Because maybe the child will be viable, and somehow if the child is viable, then the Yibam and the Chalitza didn't work, and then you can't do the marry the Tzara later. So now we're saying, no, not that you can't marry the Tzara later, you can marry the Tzara now. Why can't you marry the Tzara now? Because maybe the child is viable, and the problem is, the child doesn't pater until his yotza la'avir ha'olam. Look in Rashi. Rashi says, Shema yehei avlad shel kayama ubias muberes bivlad shel kayama ledivrei ha'kol loishma. Everyone agrees that if the child is viable, the bia is not a bia. The time of the Rabbi Yochanan, the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishem Shema Yava Eliyahu, maybe Eliyahu will come, Yomer Nefel Havah, he'll say the child is a Nefel miscarried, he's a stillborn. Here this svar doesn't apply because the child is viable. So that's how we read it. We're afraid of, in other words, if you're a koines as Yevimtai, the reason you can't marry the Tzara is because maybe the child will be viable. Aye, if the child's viable, then of course you should be able to marry the Tzara because the Tzara is not Zakuk L'Yibam. The answer is, you're right, but we have to wait till the kid is born. In the meantime, you can't marry her. Good? Hakol b'seder? Okay. Fine. Says Gemara, Tani kvasi de Rava. We learned in a braisa in accordance with Rava. Hakonis yivimtoi. If you do Yibam to Yivama, v'nimtzeis mubaras, and she turns out to be pregnant, you can't marry the Tzara. The Tzara cannot be married. Shema yehi Vlad ben Kayama. Maybe the woman is pregnant with a viable child. V'ein bia v'chalitza poiteres ella Vlad poiter. And Yibam and Chalitza don't pater. Only a child paters. Vlad ain't a poitra chatzel of oilam. And the child doesn't pater until the kid is born. And therefore, you can't marry the Tzara because the kid isn't born yet. And maybe the kid will be a ben kayama. Says the Gemara, we're going to be medaik in this braisa. Taima the shemi hei Vlad ben kayamahu. The reason is maybe the child will be a ben kayama. But that's mashma if the child is not a ben kayama. Miftar Tsarasa. The Tsara would be Pater. Why? Because Bias, apparently the problem is that maybe the child will be a Ben Kayama. But if the child's not a Ben Kayama, the Tsara is Pater. So it's a Raya Bias Mubarashma Bia. Lema Tavati Ufta the Reish Lakish. Shall we say this is a refutation of Reish Lakish? Because here it's saying, the Bryce is saying explicitly, that the issue is the child might be a Ben Kayama, which is the way Rava read the Braisa, not the way Abaye read it. Abaye read it, Shema Loye Avlad Ben Kayama. But now we're saying, the Chshash Shema Yehe Avlad Ben Kayama. That implies if it's Loye Ben Kayama, the Tsar would be Pater, Bias Mubar Shema Bia, Lema Tavati of Tadre Shlakish. Says the Heliga Gemara, Amar Lecha Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish would say back to you, Hachi Katani. This is what it means to say, Hakoines Yevimtai. One who marries the Yevama Venimtsis Moberes, Harei Zuloi Tinase Tsarasa. You can't marry the Tsara. You know why? Shema, Lo Yehe Avlad Ben Kayama. Maybe the Vlad will not be viable. The Chalitza Moberes, Lo Ishma Chalitza. Uberes Bias Moberes, Lo Ishma Bia. So Reish Lakish is reading it sort of like Abaye was madche the braisa, that you're not allowed to live with the Tzara because maybe the Vlad won't be Ben Kayama and Bias Muberes Loishma Bia. Elamai, what was the end of the Braisa saying? Ein avlad poitra ad sheyatzer aver ha'olam. But I thought we're talking about where Shema lo ye avlad ben kayama. Says Reish Lakish, the way you explain the end of the Braisa, b'im toimar, Elamai, you'll say, halach achar roiv nashim. Maybe you follow most women. For roiv nashim, vlad ma'alya yoldan. Most women give birth to a viable child. The answer is ein achanami. But even so, you can't do yibum because vlad ein opoiter atchiyotzel aver oilam. The child will not pater until the child is born. So the way, according to Reish Lakish, you read the end of the brisa that the vlad doesn't pater atchiyotzel aver oilam. Not that the chashash is the vlad will be a ben kayama. There's a chashash even if the vlad is not a ben kayama, because bias mubaras loishma bia. Fine.
What's the 30-day waiting period? Do we have a difference here when it comes to this type of situation? In this case, where there's a haven't been holding all along, that's been that she has to wait 30. We have to wait 30 days to make sure the child is viable.
Where does it say you have to wait 30 days? You're right. We don't know if the child is... But Michael, that's talking about once the child is born. We have we don't know if the child is viable until after 30 days. Now, you don't have to wait 30 days. It's just we don't know for sure the child is viable until after 30 days. But here we're talking about where the woman is pregnant. So it's even before the 30 days. We're talking about she's expecting. And we're trying to anticipate, will the child be viable? Will the child not be viable? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Rabbi, if the woman has a child that's stillborn within 30 days, that means that Lemafreya, the first husband, didn't produce an issue. So then she should still be then subject to Yibum, correct?
Correct, yep. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, if she did do Yibum while she was pregnant, it would be a good Yibum. And according to Reish Lakish, it still would not be, right? Okay. So the Gemara, fine. Now, the Gemara is going to tell us something very interesting. That typically when you have a Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we paskin like who? Rabbi Yochanan. However, this is one of the limited exceptions that we paskin like Reish Lakish and not like Rabbi Yochanan, that bias mubaras loishma bia, chalitzas mubaras loishma chalitza. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, Efshir isa laha to Reish Lakish, v'loi tenan la v'mas nisin. Rabbi Lezer said, is it possible that Reish Lakish, that we hold like Reish Lakish's din, that bias v'chalitza smuberes lo yishma bia v'chalitza, and we have no evidence for it in a Mishnah, v'loi tenan la b'mas nisin? So that's what Rabbi Lezer is incredulous. How could it be the halacha is like Reish Lakish, and yet we have no evidence that this is in fact the case? Says the Gemara, Nafak, so he went out, duck, he searched, v'ashkach, he found that taka, there is basis, the tanan we learned in the Mishnah, ha'isha, shahalach, ba'ala, v'tzaras, l'mdina sayam. A woman that her husband and her co-wife went overseas, e'ubo v'amrula, and they came and they said to her, meiz balach, your husband died. So she got a report that her husband died, a report that she's allowed to rely on, harezuloy tinase, she cannot get married. The reason she can't get married is because her husband didn't have children, so she's zakuk for yibum. Elamai to marry the brother, v'loy tisyabim, she can't do yibum, because maybe the co-wife is pregnant and had a kid. They went on vacation to somewhere in South America, one of these places, one of the only places in the world that are still ranked level 1, you know, with COVID. That's because nobody ever heard of them. but it's probably more infested with COVID than any other place. Anyway, they went there, and he died. And she's there. We have no way to contact her. For all we know, she was captured by cannibals, or she might be pregnant, and she had quintuplets, and she's very happy down there. We don't know exactly what happened to her. By the way, the details of what happened to her are not exactly important. It's just she might have had a kid. We just don't. We don't know. Okay. Harezu loy tinas. She can't get married because maybe she's zakuk liyibum. She can't do yibum because loy tesiabim ad sheteda shema muberes hitzarasa. She can't do yibum until she knows that maybe that tzara is pregnant. Maybe the tzara is pregnant. Says the Halakha Gemara. Bishlama yivum elai. I understand why she can't do yibum. Shema yevlad ben kayama. Maybe the child will be viable. And if she does yibum, she's living with Yisra'i Shasach. V'yivka b'Yisra'i Shasach. Do I write? So she's violating a biblical Yisra'i Shasach. Ela loy tach loitz amai. Why can't she do chalitza? Why can't she do chalitza like this? The only reason... What?
The Raisa, that reporting didn't say that she can't do chalitza.
So Michael's saying a very good point. Who said she can't? The Parshat Pshat over here is, it's trying to say she's stuck. She can't do yibum. She can't get married. She can't do yibum. Pashtus, if she could do chalitza, though, so it should have said, let her do chalitza and get married. You know, that's not rocket science. Well, why would it phrase it that way? Apparently, by saying she can't do yibum, it seems also she doesn't have the eitz of chalitza, because if she did, it should have said so. Ultimately, the Gemara is going to say, you're diuk. But at this step in the Gemara, I think you have to say that since no Eitzah is given, that implies there is no Eitzah. But you're right, it does not explicitly say you can't do Chalitza, and that's a good point. We're going to come to that. So the Gemara
says... Isn't there a premise that if you can't do Yibum, you can't do Chalitza?
That only pertains to actually being Zaka Liyavim, but here, no one's... Oh, actually, we don't know if she's Zaka Liyavim, because they might be a kid, right?
Well, here's the thing. Maybe she could do yibum. It's just misafek. She might get nailed with esrei shazach. But chalitza, let her do it. If she's takazokuk for yibum, the chalitza works. If she's not, you didn't do anything. In other words, you're right. Anyone who's not oyla li yibum is not oyla li chalitza. This woman is a safek. So misafek, you can't do yibum, but misafek, you can always do chalitza. This week for the Eon, we probably have to do it tomorrow night, right after the Shir, but there are many, many exceptions of women who don't do Yibum, could do Chalitza, most notably, Chave Lavin Ba'aseh, where you don't do Yibum, you do Chalitza, and a whole host of other situations where you could do where you don't do Yibum, you could do Chalitza, but I don't think this is a question. So the Gemara says, Bishlama yibum you can't do because maybe the vlad is a ben kayama and you're living with an Yisra'i Shasach. Ela loy tach loitz amai. Why can't she do chalitza? Why can't this woman do chalitza? What's the problem? If the vlad is a ben kayama... Okay, I understand. The chalitza won't work. But watch this. Bishlama tachloitz b'toich tes v'tinase b'toich tes loy haynu safek. I understand you can't do chalitza within 9 months and get married within 9 months because maybe the child is viable. And taka, the child will be born gesundheit. Healthy, and within 9 months, it's a chalitzas muberas. And if you're gonna live, if after doing chalitza, she's gonna get married within 9 months, she was zakuk for yibum, and the chalitza that was done was not a good chalitza. But the Gemara says ela tachlo it's betoich tisha. Why can't she do chalitza during 9 months? V'tinasi lachar tisha, and let her get married after 9 months. Miman of shach. If the vlad, I mean, do chalitza within 9 months, and get married after 9 months. Why? If you do chalitza within 9 months, if the vlad is a ben kayama, you didn't need the chalitza because the woman's not zakuk li'ibam. Elamai, the child is not a ben kayama, so you did chalitza, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Chalitzas mu'ubaras. It's so much easier to talk this way. According to Rabbi Yochanan, chalitzas mu'ubaras is a good chalitza. So if she does chalitza within 9 months and gets married after, it should be good. Elamai, why can't you do chalitza within 9 months and get married after? It's a raya to Reish Lakish. Chalitzas mu'ubaras loishma chalitza. Otherwise, why can't you do chalitza within 9 months and get married after? Must be because chalitzas mu'ubaras loishma chalitza. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you should be able to. So it's a raya to Reish Lakish. Because according to the only explanation for why you can't do chalitza within 9 months and get married after is because chalitza is mu'beres lo yishma chalitza. Says Gemara l'tameich, and according to you, Reish Lakish, let's have a different eitzah. Do chalitza after 9 months and get married after 9 months. If the vlad is not a ben kayama, you did chalitza when she's not a muberes, and then she got married. Elamai, the child is a ben kayama. You don't have to do chalitza. So it's not any better in Reish Lakish. In other words, don't tell me, oh, why can't you do chalitza within 9 months and do yiba and get married after? Must be because chalitza is muberes lo yishma chalitza. It's shver according to Reish Lakish anyway, because you can just do chalitza after 9 months and get married after 9 months. So then, taka, why can't you? Ela bar mina dahi. There's a different problem over here. Meaning, says Rashi, kolaymar, first white line, don't be medayek, a support to Reish Lakish. Because this that it says don't do chalitza within 9 months and get married after, it's not because of suffik. Because anyway, you could have done chalitza after. So what's the reason? Because we're afraid like this. You can't do chalitza after 9 months and get married after 9 months. Da abaye bar abba v'rav chinna bar abba da amri tarvayu. You know why you can't do chalitza after 9 months and get married after? Shema yehe vlad ben kayama. Because we're afraid the child will be viable. And you're saying, right now she's a chalutza. And if she's a chalutza, she's asur to kahuna. And if it turns out the kid is viable, then it wasn't a chalutza and she's mutter l'kahuna. And we're going to have to give a whole shir. We're going to have to call out in the loudspeaker. She's mutter l'kahuna. You're going to have to make a proclamation that she's back on to kahuna. So it says, "Mevelutzucha." So do it. Take out a full page ad in Mishpacha. This lady is mutar l'kahuna. I guarantee it will be the most productive ad for the Jewish people. You know, instead of eating more food or buying expensive things, they'll know this woman is mutar l'kahuna. Says, "No, dima yikinish tavu chalitza habachraza." We're afraid people will have known about the chalitza and they won't know about that the chalitza was taka pointless, and she's mutar l'kahuna, and they're going to think, oh, why is she mutar l'kahuna? They're going to say, chalitza's mutar l'kahuna. Sayin chanami, according to Rabbi Yochanan, technically you could have done chalitza within 9 months and get married after. According to Rishon, she could have done chalitza after 9 months and got married after, but there's a little bit of a jam over here, because we're afraid that people are going to know about the chalitza, and then the kid's going to turn out to be viable, and it's going to turn out not to be a real chalitza, and you're going to have to make a proclamation, she's mutter to kahuna, and not everyone's going to find out about the second rumor. Often people find out about the first rumor, not the second rumor, and therefore, it's going to cause problems. And Abai says, well, what do you, there's no raya to Reish Lakish to begin with, because you could read the Braisa, like Michael said before. Amar le Abai, midi loy tachloy tzvloy tesiabim katani. Doesn't say in the Braisa you can't do chalitza. And then do yibum.
Why wouldn't this be a question, Stamazai, on Rabbi Yochanan in general? On Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that he allows chalitzas mu'beres, why is it a problem that to be...
It was.
This question should be Stam, a question on Rabbi Yochanan Shita.
Again, the Gemara at first wanted to blow Rabbi Yochanan out of the waters. Then according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, why can't you do chalitza within 9 months and get married after? And the Gemara answered, Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. From this brisa, we see Rabbi Yochanan's wrong. That's why we paskin like Reish Lakish. And the Gemara says, no, even Reish Lakish is not any better in Reish Lakish, because you have this kasha, do chalitza after and then get married. So what do you want to ask on Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, stam we had a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. That he, in other words, we wanted to prove from this brisa, Rabbi Yochanan's not correct.
Correct, it's just
not
a question of Rabbi Yochanan.
No, and the Gemara was Takas saying Rabbi Yochanan's wrong, and that's why we don't paskin like him. But the Gemara's comeback is, well, Reish Lakish ain't any better, because according to him, do chalitza after and then get married. So the Gemara is conceding that Taka, there's a stammer reason you can't do it, and that would answer Rabbi Yochanan as well. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan is reinstated. Now, because you can't do chalitza and then get married, because maybe the chalitza won't be good, and people are not going to know that it wasn't a good chalitza. But so you're right. Right at this step, Rabbi Yochanan is back on. He's okay again. Yeah, do you understand? You could ask, but I think that's the answer. So, and then the Gemara says, "Amar le'Abaye." Midi loy tachloy tzvay tesiyavim ketani. Does it say anywhere? Don't do chalitza and then don't do yibum. Loy tinasiv loy tesiyavim ketani. Beloy chalitza. Avlichal etzlah. Chanami desharya. You can't ask a kashan, Rabbi Yochanan. Do chalitza first and then within 9 months and then get married after. The answer to that is you could. You could do that. It's just you can't get. It's just that you can't do loy tinase v'loy tesiabim. Can't get married. Can't get married to somebody. You can't do yibum. But you could do chalitza and get married. You could do that. The question is, in Rabbi Yochanan, do chalitza and then get married? And the answer is, you could.
What's up?
Yeah, who's that? Question? Sorry about the voice. It makes it more interesting, you know? Okay. Let's go weiter. Amar Rava. Rava said, Tanya Kavasei Dvar Shlokesh. Right, the Gemara says, "Avali chalitzah chenami desharya." If you do chalitza, she's mutter. Tani kavasei dereish lakish hachoyles lemuberes. If you do chalitza to muberes, vehipila and she miscarries. Tzricha chalitza mina achen. You need chalitza from the brothers. Okay, meaning because chalitza smuberes loishma chalitza. Okay, Amar Rava. Amar Rava. 1 second. Okay. Amar Rava, Hilchos HaKaveh Seder Reish Lakish. Halacha is like Reish Lakish. What does that mean, Halacha is like Reish Lakish? Bahani Tlas, in the following three cases, the Halacha is like Reish Lakish. How's that? Chada, number one, Hada Amran, that which we said, meaning in the case of Bias Muberes, or Chalitza Muberes, Loishma Bia V'loishma Chalitza. Idach, the second, meaning even though ordinarily passing like Rabbi Yochanan, there are three exceptions. One is over here. Idach, the second exception, is the Tanan HaMechalek Nechasav Apiv. That looks like this. You have an estate, person passes away, it's divided by his children, the Bechar gets double. That's how it is. You don't like it, you like your third youngest daughter the best, you like your second to youngest the best, too bad. There's halachas of how it falls. Everyone gets equal share, Bechar gets double. Is there any way around it? Not really. You're being masna mashakasa b'toira. However, what you could do is you could give a living will. You could give a gift before you go. And that's not considered being masna mashakasa b'toira because you're not counteracting Yerusha. You're giving a gift. You could give a gift to whoever you want. Same way, you could leave on the Zoom the people who are behaving and the people who are not, you remove them. So too, when you're giving an estate, you could give gifts. You could say, I'm giving everybody equally my estate now, and then there's nothing left to inherit when it's all said and done. So it's like this. Basically, you could give as many gifts as you want, as much as you want, and this way the Bechar is not going to get double. Provided you use a lashon of nesina, giving. If you say, I want Pliny to Yarshin, the same amount as the Bechar, so if you're saying Yerusha, then you can't do that because you can't stipulate that everyone's Yerusha should be the same as the Bechar. However, what if you use a lashon of giving and Yerusha? So the lashon of giving will be mevatel the lashon of Yerusha. But there's a machlokes, what if I say giving to one person and Yerusha to someone else? So we paskin like Reish Lakish that the lashon of giving has to be used to the same person you're using a lashon of Yerusha to, for the lashon of giving to be mevatel the lashon of Yerusha. We'll see that inside. Amar Rava, Hilchasa Kaveseid Reish Lakish. The halacha is in accordance with Reish Lakish. Bahani Tlas Chada Hat Amran, one, that which we said. Idach, the Tanan we learned in a Mishnah, HaMechalek Nechasav Alpiv, if you divide your estate based on your word, Riba Le'echad, Umiye Le'echad, you want to increase to one and decrease to another, V'hishva Lehem, Rashi's Ger says you want to equate all of them, Es HaBachar, you want to equate everyone to the Bachar, Dvarav Kayamin, your words stand. However, v'mamra mishum Yerusha, if you say that you're doing it as a Yerusha, you want everyone to have an equal Yerusha, you can't do that. Lo yamra klum. Kasav, but if you write bein betchila, whether in the beginning, bein besoif, or in the end, you say the field should be given to Pliny and he should inherit it. Or you say in the middle, you say he should inherit and it should be given to him as Yerusha. Or in the end, you say he should inherit and it should be given. And your word stands. But Reish Lakish says, not so fast. Lo'ilam lo'ikonat shi'amar pliny u'pliny yarshu stay plinus u'plinus shenasatim lohem b'matana v'yirashim. It's not enough to throw the word matana in there, but the word matana has to be applicable and used toward every recipient. If you say, given to Reuven, and Shimon should inherit, and Reuven is, let's say, the Bechar, then the Lashon of Yerusha that you say to the one who is going to be given equal to the Bechar will not stand. It's only if you use Matana to the same person you use Yerusha to. We're going to paskin like Reish Lakish regarding this issue. And Bezos Hashem, tomorrow night we'll see the third instance that we paskin like Rish Lakish. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great night. See ya.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.